Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian versus Brian, episode 207, Deadpool and Wolverine. Yeah. Long time in the making. Of Deadpool, the Merc with a Mouth, joining the MCU. How did it fare? Can hard R Fox quasi X-Men properties thrive in the MCU universe, which has been steadily declining and dying a slow death? Let's find out. Okay. Directed by Sean Levy, who has done the last like three movies. I think Ryan Reynolds has done. He did like Adam, the Project Adam.
Yeah, Project Adam and Fall Guy, I think.
Fall Guy. And this was released July 26, 2024. Budget of $200 million. Box office so far, $438. This thing is crushing, dude.
Yeah.
This thing is crushing. It's going to get big. I had the shirt I was wearing the day I went and saw the movie. And I have never got so many comments on a shirt, like shopping and hanging out throughout the day.
Oh, yeah.
So many fucking people. Did you see it? Was it good? No, I'm going to see it tonight. Oh, me too. we're going, you know, Sunday or whatever. I was just, holy shit, dude. At least 10 people. It's never happened to me. It's crazy. Yeah, we saw this couple at Target. And they saw our shirts. Oh, my God, we love your shirts. We're going to go see it tonight. And we're like, so are we. And they're like, where'd you get those shirts? Oh, man, we should have got shirts. And we're like, we got them here. Target. So go over there. Check it out. And then we just happened to be in the clothes because I wanted to see if I could find some shorts with this hot weather. And we looked at the shirts and they were gone. I was like, oh, fuck, they're gone. That sucks. Mm. And then we saw them over there. I'm like, sorry, they're gone. Probably went quick.
I had an unintentional troll with, speaking of shirts, I went and saw this twice. Sarah couldn't go with me Friday night, and I know she wanted to see it, so I took her again Saturday night. Anyways, last night, I wasn't thinking about it. It didn't even occur to me, but yesterday I just woke up and, you know, got dressed, and I was wearing my Superman shirt, the blue with the logo, and I went to the movies with my Superman shirt, and there's the packed house. No one said anything to me, but I was like, oh, wait a minute, I'm wearing a fucking Superman shirt.
It's kind of appropriate.
Yeah, so, in a little bit, yeah, a little ways.
Yeah, there was a whole debacle of Deadpool 3 being developed at 20th Century Fox, but then it was, since 2016, placed on hold after they acquired by Disney, and it was kind of a weird gray area. We didn't know if we were going to get Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool anymore. He fought so hard to get it made, and so hard for the you know, the character's integrity versus what it had been. If you don't know any about all that stuff, look it all up. It's so amazing how much Ryan Reynolds loves this character and fought for it, did a shitty version just to be able to do a good version later. He's playing the long game on this bitch, dude.
That fan film? Yeah, go back and watch that fan film that got that.
The real long game. Yeah, amazing. Yeah, so I guess most people want to see this are going to go see this fucking immediately. And wear your brown pants. This guy knows. So it's full spoilers, everybody. Oh, Brian versus Brian and fucking talk about everything in the movie. What do you fucking know?
Yeah. That's what we do.
Come on. Come on, baby. You know how we do. Starts off with, I mean, it's right off, dude. Hits you over the fucking head with some NSYNC bye 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 over what do they call those, the credit,
opening credits,
pre-opening cards, and he's looking for damn it, how do we know he needs Wolverine? We don't really know why yet, and he's like, but Wolf, and so more fourth wall breakers than any other fucking Deadpool. Like the whole movie, he's like fucking holding your hand through and talking to you, and it's amazing. And he's like, oh, but he had to do the noble thing and die for a great cause. And obviously, talk about Logan. But he's like, but that's not how healing factors work. And he's digging him up, and he finds him, and then you get that awesome scene. It's like, wow, You really are fucking dead. It's just an
Yeah.
adamantium skeleton sitting next to him. TVA fucking shifts in through their little doors. Yeah. And they want to
Yeah, I love
arrest
how they
him.
tackle Logan immediately. The first thing he, one of the first things he says, he's like, "Now I bet you're all wondering how we're gonna like
Yeah.
respect Logan. We're not." He starts digging up the grave. I was like, "God damn it!" I'm a
Yeah.
little split on that decision. I don't know. The more I think about it, but it's fucking hilarious and it's really clever. So it's kind of hard not to argue against it.
It's great. Who cares? It's this fucking skeleton. Come on, we're playing around here. We're having fun. He's
Yeah,
dead. He made
I
the
mean that's
sacrifice.
why I'm like split. I'm like ping pong. It is fun, it's funny, but at the same time, like I think the why I'm slightly bothered, like a little bit bothered, is because like the movie Logan ends with that shot, this emotional moment where we're all crying, but now when we go back and watch it, we can't not help but think about what happens in this movie. So it kind of like robs that emotional moment, 'cause you can't not think about what happens in this movie while you're watching that last shot in Logan. So on one hand, I'm like, oh, that kind of just robs that emotional moment away from Logan. But I don't
Yeah.
know. I haven't watched it since, but I'm just like, ah, you could have respected Logan a little bit more in a different way than going to the grave. But it's
I
like I
love it
said,
when
it's
he
still funny though. It's still fucking hilarious. I was laughing my
when
ass.
he f when he finds he's actually dead, he just fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck me! And he just starts smashing the little makeshift headstone. It's like,
Yeah.
fuck! It's great. He's like, sorry, I got a little emotional there.
Yeah, that was
And
hilarious.
he's
I'm a little better now.
I'm calm. Yeah, and he starts brutally killing like 50 TVA agents with. They say, give us your weapons. He said, no, I won't. But I won't use them. And then, for some reason, and kills all of them with Logan's bones, which are
Yeah, that
adamantium,
was fucking
and
hilarious.
that's crazy. But he's talking about, oh yeah, he has the skeleton. He's holding it up there. There are 206 bones in the human body, and he's like 207 if I'm watching Gossip Girls, which his wife is on. So that's pretty funny. Yeah, I mean, taking fucking ribs and throwing them through people's faces and ramming bones into people's crotches and asses.
Yeah.
Oh, it's brutal. And then he finally puts on the Wolverine, like, it's ridiculous. Somehow gets the
The
claws
claws,
like
yeah.
strapped to him, and then he's not very good at being Wolverine. He can't get the claws out of people very easily, and he's got one in an anus, one in a crotch, and
Yeah,
he's just
just like
fucking.
a human centipede
It's like,
looking
oh, you're sick, man! Ah,
at.
like the guy with one up his ass. I said, not like this, not like this. But then we cut back to why this is happening, and apparently Deadpool went through time. I think he started doing some of this at the end of Deadpool 2, but I can't remember. Fixing things with Cable's time
Yeah,
watch
like a time machine,
and
yeah.
yeah, saving everybody, X-Force and his girlfriend. Yeah, so we did all that, and he's at a birthday party, and that's a pretty fun scene. And I think we also got the him applying for the Avengers too in there,
Yeah, I was wondering if you can
right?
clarify this, because Sarah and I don't know. We haven't watched. You've watched more of this kind of stuff, and I think you're more in tune to this stuff than I am. But like, I was confused as a viewer because when he's applying for the Avengers, it says Earth 616, but then when he goes back to like his car working for the car dealership, it's like Earth 199999. So I'm confused. Like, is he jumping through universes? And if he is, how is he doing that? Because like you said, he only has a time machine. He doesn't have a universe jumping thing. So I was kind of confused about like. What it like is he jumping through different universes? I was kind of confused.
Yeah, I don't know how that worked either. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I guess yeah. Fuck
Yeah, I was like,
it.
how do you get to the sacred timeline to apply for the Avengers? I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyways, he did, and it was an awesome scene
Yeah, that was
where
pretty good.
he's sitting there with Happy and just aren't you the chauffeur?
Yeah.
And he gets emotional. It's a really good. There is some emotion in this. There's a couple
Yeah.
tear jerkers if you let yourself be be lost in the story here. And he gets real emotional talking about how he lost the girl, and she doesn't want me anymore. I have to do something bigger than me. I need this. And starts getting teary, and he's like, "Is the big guy gonna come?"
Yeah, I should
He's like,
wait on this for
"Yeah, I feel like I
the
should save this for him if he is coming." It's like, no, he doesn't deal with this. Doesn't deal with what? Cameos? No, entry level interviews. Entry level. Yeah. And then he gets a couple barbs in after he turns him down about, oh yeah, what does he say? Something about, like, us as Avengers. He's like, us? You're an Avenger? What's your power?
Parallel
Parallel
parking.
parking?
Avengers adjacent. Oh, okay.
So yeah, and now he works at like a CarMax type thing with what the hell's that guy's name? Randy,
Yeah, I forget his name.
I
Yeah.
think it is. And yeah, that's pretty good. But yeah, so he's caused so much mayhem in his timeline by going back in time and saving everybody. It's just fractured it so much that that timeline will wither and die. Because it, oh, it's because it lost its anchor character, Logan. And so Logan from the film Logan is in that Deadpool universe, we find out, because that's going to kill his universe. But that's in the future, right? Because that was all the mutants are like dead. So where the hell was Deadpool doing all this? But anyways, plot holes aside, this is just a fun ride, man. And then, yeah, brutally killing everybody to bye 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 with some awesome fucking dancing. Like, everyone was cracking up at this stuff,
Yeah,
dude. And we're
Sarah was
three
fucking dying every time
we're
it cut
three
to him
minutes
doing the
in.
moves.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we're 3 minutes in. And I love NSYNC. I heard changed the name of their music video on YouTube.
Oh,
And now
really?
it says something like "Bye Bye Bye," official music video from Deadpool and Wolverine. It
That's
says that a little,
hilarious.
that's pretty good. So TVA scoop him up and tell him about the timeline fracturing, and Logan's gone, so it's gonna wither and die. There's some funny stuff about. He's like, "Well, yeah, the anchor guy. He's the most important person on the timeline. He holds everything together. Well, no need to worry. I'm still alive. Here I am." He's like, "You think it's you? Oh God, no."
Could
He's
you
like, "It's Lo.
imagine?
It's Logan." He's like, "That hairy dumb bitch." With fucking forks for hands.
Oh man,
And
one of the funniest gag in that scene, while we're on the scene, one of the best gag running gags throughout the movie is they're looking through the timeline and he catches one little off-screen thing where he's dying in Thor's arms and Thor's crying. He's like, "Is that Thor? Is he crying?" And he's like, No. He gets to the computer and like, "You don't have to worry about that. It's in the future."
Yeah, I like how that's gonna be fucking crazy if that's like in one of the Avengers movies just
Yeah, that
years
would be
and years
crazy.
from now. That scene. And it's so good because that's a there's so many callback gags, but that one's they keep coming back to. And where and why was Thor crying?
Every time he wakes up in the movie, because he passes out many times, he wakes up and
Thor.
God of Thunder, Thor. So good.
I think he's explaining how he's Marvel's Jesus to throughout the film, and he's like, "Thor holds me." So that's great. And then he, he's they give him some mission to fucking join the sacred timeline and be an Avenger, but he kind of finds out about his timeline dying and decides to save his by getting a new Wolverine to anchor down his timeline. So, and then they suit him up. Oh my God, that
This was the
scene.
funny one of the funniest gags in the movie, dude. It was so good.
They're suiting him up a la Schumacher Batman. Just think, shoo, belt going up, shoo, arms going in sleeves, ass shown, and then a little smack, crotch,
Crotch grab.
crotch, and it goes back to the ass like it smacked in between almost every other scene. Swords going in, ass smacked. Mask on, crotch bulge grab. then he
Oh,
comes out and
God.
it's like, and he's like, "Wow, this is an amazing suit. Fits perfect. No camel toe. That guy in there is a predator, but but he's nice. He's the guy who helps suit him up." And then, oh my God, the gag with
Oh,
the gay
God.
guy sitting there in
Oh,
the
yeah.
TVA, like, "Look at this guy undressing me with his eyes." He's like, "What are you talking about? Yeah, look at you. Don't need to call anybody. This is really happening." And he's like, "I'm calling
Yeah, you're
HR."
calling your wife? Oh man,
Yeah.
that fucking suit up gag got me.
It's
Just
so.
the ass jiggle and the slap. I'm just like, God damn
And then it just keeps going. It's like, oh my God,
it.
it's so good. Yeah, he's a
Oh shit.
predator.
Oh man.
Yep. So, oh yeah, all the while he's trying to find a Wolverine, and this guy has some MacGuffin. He even says it. Oh, then he's like, "Oh, a
Yep.
MacGuffin." It's like a sacred machine that will prune his timeline in 72 hours. He has, I think, to get a new Wolverine and.
Yeah, what was this thing? He's like, it's the world's gonna die like many years from now, but he doesn't want to wait and watch it wither, so he's just gonna
Yeah,
like just
right.
kill it now. I was like, okay, that fair enough.
And he's kind of classic TVA. If you watch Loki, that's kind of how they are. Before Loki changes everybody there and their minds, they're just pruning fucking shit. And Loki's always like, "You're just obliterating all these people. That's for the greater good." That's kind of how they were. So this guy's like an old school TVA-er. Yeah, then we get the montage of him, and now we need a montage of me finding a new Wolverine. Of all, or something, all the comic styles of Wolverine. And yeah, the first, I think it's the first one. It's fucking great. Goes into a bar. "Hey, L Bub," and then we get Hugh Jackman. He hops off his bar stool. "Oh, comic accurate Wolverine." And he's just fucking 5'2". He's just a little tiny dude.
With a deep V, with a fucking deep ass V in the hair. So good.
it's so funny to see what comic accurate Wolverine is like compared to
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman. He's just this tiny
Hey,
little bastard.
little guy.
That's so funny. And then we get a couple other ones. We get like the Yakuza gambler Wolverine with the eye patch. That's a real one. We get the Crucify Wolverine on the X. That's from a comic. Old Man Logan on the front porch. It's pretty cool. And then we get another one that's like, he's like super buff. He's like revving a motorcycle, and he's like, "Oh, this is gonna be the one. This is the one." And there's nothing more Wolverine than a motorcycle. And he goes up behind him, kind of taps him on the shoulder. He turns around, and I couldn't recognize him for a split second until he said it. He
Yeah, I
turns
didn't
around. He's
recognize
like,
until he said it either. Yeah.
"Oh my God, Cavillene?" Yeah, and it's Henry Cavill as Wolverine. And there were some rumors that he was going to be the new MCU Wolverine. And so they're having fun playing with that. And it's awesome. He's like, "Oh yes, you will be a you're the perfect Wolverine. We won't screw you like those jackasses up the street." Talk about DC.
DC, yeah. That's pretty good.
And then he gets mad, and I think Deadpool's like, "Oh, this is gonna suck." And he just
Yeah,
fucking
punches him.
plows him through all the walls or some shit. Then he finds our Wolverine we're gonna have for the movie at a bar. Yeah, there's some fun banter between them. "Hey, princess, you're coming with me."
Yeah.
And stuff like that. He calls him Peanut a lot. "Hey, Peanut."
Peanut, yeah.
And recruits him. He chooses this one because you're the first Wolverine that hasn't attacked me yet.
He hasn't killed me yet, yeah. Because we all kill him, yeah.
So he's that's the one. Brings him back. I don't remember. How did he get in the suit? Like, he brings him back, and then when they walk in, he's in the suit.
Yeah, he like puts a gun at him and he's like, "You're coming with me." And then Logan's like, "Hold on a
Oh,
second."
yeah,
And
he
he
looks under his
downs
shirt.
the thing and then he passes out. And then as he's picking him up, he's like, "Oh, only took fucking 20 years."
Yeah. And then he brings him in. He's like, "Look, I found the guy. And look what he's wearing. It's almost as if he's not embarrassed to be in a comic book movie."
Yeah.
And it's like, "This is the one you choose," and we get this storyline. This is the worst Logan out of
Yeah.
them all. You know what this Logan has done? He let the X-Men die and apparently killed a lot of people in his timeline. So he's the worst Logan, apparently. But they're gonna do it anyways, going on their journey. Oh, they get pruned.
Yeah, they get zapped. Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought I remembered when that happened, you just died. I didn't remember this void thing, but I guess I kind of remember it now. Going to the void where all the miscreants and the loners and people that just don't fit anymore go when they get pruned. So we'll just jostle through this and not hit it beat by beat, but here's where we get all the crazy cameos and a lot of great stuff, and we can go over some of the great stuff. Oh yeah, then they get their first fight right there because he's Logan's pissed, and it's a pretty awesome fight of just viciousness and stabbing after stabbing, shoots him in the ribs, and lots of crotch stabbings and little knives and all sorts of things. Really
My
fun.
only very tiny gripe, I have to gripe. I'm a griper. It's very, very, very small. Is I kind of wish they didn't lean on AC/DC. I wish it was just the sound effects of the fight. I think it would have been a more kind of gripping, more thrilling fight, but they kind of lean on the, what was it, Hell's Bells, I think it was. I'm like, yeah, you probably could have removed that. It would have been kind of cooler, more gravitas to their fight. But yeah, it's just a small gripe. But it is like well choreographed, some really cool moments. Yeah.
Yeah, the soundtrack I thought was amazing. What was that one song they keep playing? That like 90s song?
Oh, it's the Goo Goo Dolls. And I don't want the world to see, or whatever.
Yeah, not. Yeah, it just happens all the time. Like I think he's. Oh yeah, what was it when he brings back Logan, or maybe it's later, but when that the supposedly closeted gay guy sees and I don't want
Not the world,
the world,
yeah.
and he just is like, oh, I think when he has his shirt off,
Yeah.
because Deadpool's been making fun of him that he has to wear the costume because he's old and he's out of shape now, and he takes his shirt off and he's just fucking
Fucking ripped.
chiseled as
Oh,
fuck.
yeah.
And oh, he does look fine. And the girl's like, "Very fine." And the guy's like, "Oh." So it's so good. Oh yeah, and then when Deadpool first leaves, I think he jumps at that guy.
Yeah, and the song play, yeah,
And
slow
that's
motion.
the guy that his ass is flying at us. And I
Oh,
don't want to see
God.
me. It's so great. But yeah, our first, yeah, we had the big fight, and they settle down, and Logan agrees to kind of begrudgingly help him because he wants to save his timeline as well, and
Yeah,
he thinks
Deadpool
there's a,
like proposes like, "Hey, if you help me, the people I'm trying to help will reset your timeline and help you out." So they kind of have a deal
yeah,
together.
everybody you lost, everything will be erased, it'll be fine. Yeah, then we get our first little cameo. Didn't know who this was going to be, and I was like, ooh, they're kind of playing it up for a little bit. They got him cloaked, and then it's Chris Evans, and you're like, oh, okay, cool,
He's in the
Captain America.
blue. He's got a little bit of red in
Yeah,
there, but he has like a poncho thing, but you can see that
yeah.
blue a little
So
bit.
you're
Yeah.
like, yeah, so you're like Captain
Yeah.
America, right on. And then the Fury Road people come after him, and he stands there, and he's like, gives him a little talk, and he's like, "Oh my God, he's gonna say it!" And he's like, "Avengers assemble!" This Deadpool kind of mouths it, but then he's like, "Flame on!" And
Yeah.
I
That was
was
pretty
like,
good.
"Oh no way, dude! That
That was
is
a cool
fucking
moment.
awesome, man!"
Yeah.
And he's fighting like these villains. I think they got Sabretooth there. They got Toad. I couldn't tell if that was part Ray Park
Yeah,
or
it's hard to
not.
tell. Yeah, I'm assuming it wasn't. I feel like if it was, they probably would have
Yeah.
highlighted him a little more, but yeah.
And then they got Pyro from like X-Men
X-Men 2.
2 and
Yeah.
3, I think. And of course, Johnny Storm has nothing on Pyro because his power is to control fire, and he just kind of sucks his fire out, and he just falls down. You think he? I thought he died. Like he breaks his neck and all this shit.
Yeah,
But then he's
he hits his crotch on that billboard. Oh fuck! And then he like rolls over and breaks his neck, and then it cuts to Wolverine. And he's like, we don't know him. And I don't know. The comic timing of that was pretty good.
Yeah, and they're captured and they're gonna be brought to the big bad. And there's some fun stuff. They're talking in the little cage caravan. And oh yeah, it's funny. They're like chest to chest, Wolverine and Deadpool, and he's like, Deadpool snaps out of it. How long was I asleep? Like you weren't all asleep, bub. He's got a raging boner. Yeah, and Johnny Storm's telling him about where they're going, and this Cassandra Nova is a terrible person and runs the Badlands out here or whatnot. Oh yeah, but they do have that fight of Sabretooth and Deadpool, and he's like, "Oh, people have been waiting for this for, 15 years," and takes all the knives out of him. He's like,
"Yeah, you look ridiculous. Hold on."
Yeah, and Sabretooth runs at him. And it's so good. It's just that's it. He just runs at him, and then they have the shot where they're both not at each other anymore, and Sabretooth's head falls off, and
Yeah,
then you get
just
that
one
great
swipe.
Deadpool.
Yeah.
I have your queen's head.
Furiosa.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And the queen of death works for me, and she works for me alone. And he's like, "Sorry, I don't see gender."
Yeah, my burden to cross, so
Yeah.
I'm
It's my
over
cross to carry, sorry.
it.
Yeah, so good, all of this shit, man. Easily the funniest
Oh,
Deadpool, I
it's
think.
definitely the funniest. I think it's the funniest MCU movie they've ever made, for sure.
Well, that's not hard, yeah, sure.
Well, Guardians is pretty funny, but I think this is beat for beat way funnier than a Guardians movie.
Yeah. We meet Cassandra Nova. She's Charles. We think it's going to be Charles. It's a bald person silhouette in a chair. It's Cassandra Nova. No Charles in this movie. It's very surprising. Everyone
Yeah.
thought we'd get a Charles, whether it be McAvoy or Stewart. We don't get a Magneto either. It's a
Yeah.
lot of things we didn't get that I kind of thought we might. And then there's some things we did get, which I never saw coming. So she explains some bullshit. I don't remember what. She runs this place, and you want to go home, you got to work for me, and yada yada. And then they try to fight her. They can't fight her. She's like a fucking omni powerful mind person, and she's sticking hands inside. That
Yeah,
visuals were so
that was
cool.
cool.
She's
The
just
fingers coming
fucking with
out.
people's fucking
Yeah,
with people's heads. Yeah, it's great.
and then the Johnny Storm gag, that was pretty good, where he's like, "This guy's saying all the
Oh
shit
yeah.
about you," and I don't remember what it was, but it was like the most outlandish
Yeah,
fucking
he was talking
shit.
shit. I've never said that. I don't even know what that stuff means. Never spoken those words. And so you think he's just making it all up.
Yeah.
And then she's like, "You said all that?" "No, absolutely not." And she just rips all his skin off, and he's got the muscle
Yeah. Ooh.
kind of collapses. And I love Wolverine's like, "What the fuck? You got him murdered, you son of a
Yeah.
bitch."
You got that boy murdered or that kid murdered.
I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I'm not responsible for any of this.
Yeah, we're all grieving. Yeah.
We're all still grieving. We should really not say things we're going to
Yeah.
regret. That's great. And then they somehow escape because the big smoke monster comes from Loki. It kills
Yeah,
people there.
I guess that's something I was like, what the fuck? It's never explained. So that was like, I don't even know what the fuck that is,
I
but
barely remembered him from the show. I was like, "Oh yeah, that was in the show, the smoke monster that kills people in this place." And now I remember. Oh, because he was like, "Oh, you're talking about the monster from Loki, season one, episode five?" Like, very specific. And they escape on like a sentinel leg, I think.
Yeah,
They
I
get
think that's what
on
it
like
was.
kicking this, has a rocket on it. And at that point, I can't remember, but at one point, Logan finds out that he was kind of lying. He said, "What do you mean you think they can help me? You said they could." It's like, "Well, I made. What do you? What's the term he uses? He uses it throughout the
Educated
a
wish,
hope,
I think, or something like that.
an
Educated wish.
educated wish.
Yeah,
Yeah. It's not a lie.
that's a little later. Like once they land off of the Sentinel Foot, they kind of go on their journey, and we meet Nice Pool and Dog Pool, and then he gives them the car, and then yeah, I think the scene you're talking about is when they're in the car. Like he stops the car and he's like, "Wait a minute, what'd you just fucking say?" Anyways, yeah, the Nice
Yeah.
Pool, that was pretty good, and the dog, that was pretty
Nice
cute.
pool. Dog pool's awesome. Nice
Yeah.
pool's pretty funny. He's got the long hair, Ryan Reynolds, and he's
Hey.
nice. Hey guys,
He's got a
that is
Canadian
my
accent.
dog.
Yeah.
And then Deadpool breaks a fourth wall saying something about him. And Nice pool's like, I can do a little bit of fourth wall stuff myself. He just looks at the camera, the proposal. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? You think that's all I fucking do? It's so
Oh,
good.
God.
And he gives him a ride so he can get out of there. He's like, I got a vehicle for you. This isn't a vehicle. This is a fucking Honda Odyssey. This is a fucking piece of trash. Fucking outdated infotainment system. He's fucking
I'm not
going
getting
through.
that fucking thing.
Yep. And they go on their journey. I don't remember why they needed, right? They needed to find some help or something.
Yeah, Johnny Storm, when they're in the convoy after they've
Oh,
gotten
yeah.
captured, he says that there's some people on the borderlands that can get people out of the void, and so they're kind of going to the borderlands to find those group of people so they can get the fuck out of there. And then yeah, that scene you're talking about where Logan kind of confronts, like, what do you mean you're lying to me? A
Yeah, in the
has
van.
one of the best performances I've seen Hugh Jackman do in a long ass time. He was going off on him. I was like, holy shit, I forgot this guy can fucking act. Like, god damn. But yeah, we get a fun fight scene to Grease Lightning. That was pretty fun. And inside the
Yeah.
Odyssey.
And it's like hours long.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, he is he does a lot of acting in this.
Yeah.
Like the brooding, troubled man, you know, meeting X-23 again, who he supposedly saved, but it's not him. And she comes over and tries to talk with him, wanting a connection with the Logan she knew. And he's like, look, I'm not that person. I'm not a hero, bub.
Yeah.
Okay? Just get the fuck out of here. It's crazy hearing him cuss all the time. It's
Oh, yeah.
really strange, but fits this Wolverine character and kind of all Wolverines, but you just never really see it. So yeah, that was great. I'm not that guy. And she's like, well, my Logan wasn't that guy either.
Yeah, you never
Till
were, or something like that.
he decided to be. Yeah, cool stuff. You know, yeah, he was just like you, really. But anytime he was actually needed, he would be there. Really good stuff with X-23. And she's the leader of this group of misfits who are kind of fighting on the borderlands against Nova. And they come in one by one to give us
Yeah,
our
slow
Spider-Man Far From
motion. Yeah.
Home cameos. And I think the first one was Elektra.
Yeah, first one's Elektra. Yeah.
And she looks great. I mean, she just looks like she did in the movies.
Yeah,
Like,
yeah.
everyone else is really old and different, but she looks great. Jennifer Gardner.
Yeah, Jennifer Garner, yeah.
And then I can't remember what the order was. Was it Channing Tatum
Blade
next?
Blade's
Or
next, and
was
then
it
Channing
Blade
Tatum, yeah.
next? Is fucking Blade.
Yeah.
Wesley fucking Snipes, who looks really old and weird.
Oh yeah, with
Yeah,
little white
I was
goatee.
like,
I'm
what
like,
is this thing?
what
And he's like, even when he's like talking, he seems like somebody pretending to be Wesley Snipes,
Yeah.
pretending to be Blade.
It
It's
was a
like, it
little
doesn't,
rough. Yeah.
he's been out of it so
Yeah.
long. But it was so cool to see, because I'm glad they gave him the love he deserves, because if it wasn't for Blade, there would be no MCU.
Yeah, totally.
Marvel would probably be bankrupt and not a company, because they put all their chips in on that Blade movie to bring him out of the rut. So that was cool. And it's like, there's been many of you guys, and all, there's lots of Deadpools. There's only one. There's only ever gonna be one Blade.
Yeah.
I love that. And he like looks at the camera, because we got a new Blade coming out.
Yeah, that was weird.
Then
Do you
yeah.
think that was a shot? I couldn't tell if that was a shot towards their own movie. It was really hard. It was kind of confusing, like, because you're like, what does he say? There's only going to be ever one blade, and then Deadpool looks at the camera. I was like, but they're making a blade. Like, I don't know. That was kind of a weird. I don't know how to take that. You know what I mean?
I take it as just like this guy thinks he's the only Blade, and Ryan Reynolds knows he's not,
Yeah.
and
All
won't
right, that's a
be.
better way to read it. That's a better way. Because I was like, man, that's kind of a jab to the people making the new Blade movie. But yeah, I guess when you read it that way, that's a little better.
Yeah, and yeah, Channing Tatum as Gambit. He looks good.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like
He
a
looks
cool
just like
comic
Gambit, yeah.
accurate Gambit. Not kind of the Gambit I would pick. Like he's so big for Gambit, and always,
Yeah.
Gambit's always a kind of slimmer kind of guy. But great costume, looks good. And he starts talking with this ridiculous accent. He's like, "What the fuck did you just say?"
Yeah.
Hey, gonna tell you, no mon ami. Name's Remy LeBeau. It's like, what the fuck?
Who is your
And I
dialect
love.
coach? We're missing lots of fucking exposition
And
here.
I love. They just keep ripping on him, and like, and even they're talking about their history. I've saved my world, and then Gambit's like, I want a chance to save mine because he
Yeah.
never had a movie, and it's like all this stuff. And they keep ripping on the fact that he never actually had a movie. It's
Yeah.
like, what do you mean? And they're all talking about saving. And I think Ryan Reynolds is like, you mean you were a thought? You thought about saving
Yeah, you
people,
thought
right? But it never quite worked out. Oh, that
Oh,
was
man.
great. Yeah, and it's like, what the fuck is your power? Yeah, I powered up the cars there, and I told him. It's like, oh yeah, and it's like, because Logan's drinking his whiskey, and he's like, you just think you might have the manners to ask a motherfucker before drinking his alcohol.
Yeah.
He's like, well, that's where you're wrong, because I don't give a fuck. And he throws a little card through the bottle. Psh, it just grabs another one. Oh, fucker. Yeah, cool stuff. That was my big surprise, really, was Blade. I was like, wow,
Yeah.
that's out of nowhere. Yeah, and they go there and kind of fight Cassandra and come up with a plan to put Juggernaut's helmet on. I thought one of them was gonna wear it so they couldn't get their mind fucked with, but they put it on her to stop her. Obviously, it makes more sense.
Yeah.
But then who does it? Oh yeah, Pyro shoots her, and we start to get some really good stuff from Logan, about the suit, why he never wore the suit, and it which kind of works in every X-Men universe
Yeah.
as to why he never had the comic accurate suit, which I love. How he was embarrassment to him. And he's like, Scott, Storm, they all begged me to wear it. I said, no, I'm not going to fucking wear this ridiculous bullshit.
Yeah.
And then he tells a story of how he got them killed because he got drunk at the bar and the humans came and attacked the school. And he comes back and they're all murdered. Which is like, I don't know, man. How are they going to come murder all the X-Men? You got
Yeah.
Charles Xavier there who can just like stop time and do all sorts of crazy shit. And it's like, I find it hard to believe a bunch of humans came in and killed everybody, but that's what happened in his timeline.
Yeah, I'm glad they actually took it further, because the first time, so the movie like tells you multiple times how bad Wolverine is and how bad he fucked up. And then the first exposition you get is from him when he's talking to X-23 at the fire. And all he says in that scene is like, oh, basically, oh, I went to the bar, and while I was getting drunk, my friends died, and I came back and found them dead. And that's where the exposition ends. And I'm like, how does that make you? I mean, you just went to the bar, and your friends, like, how does that make you the worst Wolverine? I was like very confused. I'm like, that doesn't, whatever, that shit happens, man. But then you get more exposition once they get to Cassandra at the end, where like because of that, he went on some fucking like killing
Killing spree.
rampage and like killed a bunch of humans and fucked everything up for the mutant population. I was like, damn.
Yeah. And then he's like, everybody knows me in that timeline. He's drinking at a bar. He's murdered so many people, and he says everyone knows him, and he's just at the
Yeah.
bar. People are just like,
Yeah.
I don't want to drink here if he's here, man. I don't feel
Yeah.
safe. But yeah, the explanation of the suit and how after they died, the suit is all he has to remind himself of what they thought he was
Yeah.
and who they were, and that he is an X-Man, and he's proud to wear it now for once because it's the only thing he has that connects him to them. And he's like, you know, if Charles knew you, he would have loved you. I just want to be the man that Charles thought I was. And if Charles was here, he wouldn't let me watch you die. Take the helmet off. And he's like, are you fucking kidding? No. Take it off. She doesn't die here. And yeah, so that's all pretty great stuff. Anyways, they got to go back to Deadpool's timeline. I think Wolverine is resigned to the fact that there's no changing the past. I think somebody tells him along the way. I think they talked to the TVA one more time.
Yeah, to the
And
very end. Yeah, when they all
yeah,
drink together.
he can't change anything. So now he's fully on a quest to help Deadpool and nothing but that. So Deadpool doesn't experience the loss he has, which is great. And they get to the world, and we've heard about a Deadpool army, that there's so many Deadpools in this place, like they're the ones who fuck up the most, so they get sent there all the time. And then this Deadpool army shows up on behest of Nova to stop them. And it's got Lady Deadpool, it's got Baby Deadpool, it's got Kid Deadpool, it's got Western Deadpool, Shogun Deadpool, Headpool from the old comics. Yeah, and I guess Lady Deadpool, I was hoping they would reveal who that was. I was thinking they would, but I guess it is Blake Lively.
I was gonna say, I would assume it was Blake Lively, yeah.
Yeah, because they mention, oh yeah, our Lady Deadpool. There's even a Lady Deadpool, and she just had a baby, and you can't even tell. And Blake just had a baby, so. So that was pretty sweet, man. And then that fight scene where they fight all the Deadpools. And oh yeah, and first they're there with Nice Pool too, and then Dog Pool, and he's like, hey, wait, to the Deadpools. He grabs Nice Pool, uses it as a human shield, and then pulls him over to the car, and he's like, oh, okay, how long does it take you to regenerate? He's like, regenerate?
It's like, what the fuck?
And then like Logan's like, you just fucking killed this guy. How the fuck was I supposed to know he doesn't heal? The one Deadpool that doesn't heal? And he takes him back through, you know. Oh, look, there's a hot dog cart. Every hot dog cart has an emergency defibrillator system. Logan's like,
It
no, we're gonna. You're not gonna die here today. Takes him back through. He's getting shot more. Stops in the middle. Why are we stopping here? I can't remember what he
He's
said.
like, you tell me you're gonna make it. You're gonna be all right. Just say it. I'm gonna be all
Yeah, and
right.
then
Fucking
his head
asshole.
blows up. Yeah, that was pretty awesome. You feel bad for him. I was
And then there's a great line when he gets to the hot dog, and then they're all still shooting, and Wolverine just holds the dog up, and they're like, oh, hold on, wait. And then Wolverine
like,
just casually walks across the scene. And anyway, he gets over there, and Deadpool's trying to give him like fucking heart to heart, or he's pounding on
yeah,
his heart.
there's blood coming out of the holes. Yeah, I don't think he's gonna make
He's like,
it.
what a sacrifice. And Wolverine's like, he was fucking murdered, you idiot. It's so good. Oh my God.
Yeah, then they gotta fight all the Deadpools, and fuck, that's a cool fight scene, man. They're just mobbing through them, just fucking, and they're not decapitating them. And I'm just like, why? Wait a minute, all these Deadpools just die because they're all falling down and stopping, and then they're going through a bus, and just the windows are eventually just red with blood. It's just really cool looking fight scene, and then they get to the end of the bus, finally going through the street, and everybody starts getting back up. I was like, oh yeah, yep. I was like, yeah, why didn't they decapitate them? And then what saves him is like, no, he's with me. And it's like, what's his name, Randy or whatever, and he's in a Deadpool suit. It's just very loose fitting, and he's
Belly
chubby in
chapter.
it. Yeah, and he takes off the mask, and everyone knows who he is. And he goes, you know him? It's like, we all have a Randy or whatever his name is. I think it's Randy. And that's what stops them, just simply that. And then they go and do their thing.
Yeah, another awesome moment in that scene where they're walking around the corner and Like a Prayer starts playing, and they that
Oh,
wide
yeah.
shot, and he fucking, you don't know what he's doing, but he's like reaching behind, and then he fucking pulls out the ears with the wide eyes. You're like, oh shit, that was a cool moment. Full
He's like,
Wolverine costume.
finally. He's like, you know, I said, I can't remember what he said, something about him wearing it, and he's like, mostly when I'm killing. And
You pull it off for special
then
occasions or something? Or yeah,
oh
mostly when
yeah.
I'm killing.
Yeah, it was great. white eyes and everything. So yeah, that song was just great for that. Like a
Yeah.
Prayer. They had me singing that for the
It's a
last.
cool fight scene because it's a fight scene where it's like you want to go back and watch it because there's so much happening. It's like you're
Oh
watching
yeah.
Wolverine, but there's stuff happening in the background. Deadpool, you're watching Deadpool, but there's stuff happening in Wolverine. So it's one of those fight scenes where it's like you kind of, it's one of those like fight scenes when it comes on YouTube, you want to kind of watch it over to get all the subtleties that you missed because there's a lot happening in it. Yeah, this all one tracking shot. I don't know if it's actually one shot, but maybe it's like stitched together, but it's a pretty cool shot.
So they got to stop the time machine thing. Nova's now has her hands in it, and it's going to give her cosmic time power.
Yeah, she wants
Like
to kill
fucking.
all the timelines so that the
Yeah.
void is the only one left. Yeah.
She's going to be
Yeah.
like Kronika from Mortal Kombat or some shit. And, yeah, they got to go stop it by going in a room and making the blue wires touch the red wires.
Yeah.
It's got to, they got to create the circuit. And by touching both, but it would destroy every atom in your body. Though, no, but we regenerate. It doesn't matter if you regenerate. This is dark matter, meaning light matter. It
Or
can never coexist. Yeah, so, yeah.
antimatter
And then we get some great stuff of Deadpool wanting to do it, but then Logan taking the hit, saying, I got nothing to go back to. I'm doing it. And then, yeah, really emotional. And then he lets him walk in the door to do it. And Deadpool, what, like, hits him and fucking throws him out
Yeah,
and locks the
hits
door.
him with a fire extinguisher and throws him back
Yeah.
in. Yeah,
Yeah, what are you doing? I have to do this.
I'm Jesus or Spock, and he like moves his finger, and then he starts doing like the little gags that you do, and he's like, looks like he's flying and
He's doing
goes
the
down the
Ace
stairs.
Ventura.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's like, why would you don't have to do this. It's like, for you. And it's like, yeah, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for them. And all this shit. And then Logan, he's just, hitting on the glass and the door. Emotional part and stuff like that. And Deadpool's got the one color and he's trying to reach. He's not going to be able to reach. It's too far. He can't pull it
Yeah.
out and reach the other wires. Finally, Deadpool, or Wolverine gets to the door, and then we just see the scene. I think he grabs his arm. What plays? Something good plays right there. It
It's
might have
an
been. Might.
orchestra version of Like a Prayer. It's like a
Oh yeah,
yeah.
great. Like they do in
It's like a
the
choir version or
movie
something.
trailers when they make it an eerie version. And he can't reach either. But then he goes the fucking claws the rest of the way into the tube, and it starts going through them and yada yada
And
yada.
his shirt peels, and you get the shot of Deadpool as he's holding out his ab.
Yeah.
He's like,
I
oh.
guess he is still fit or something. And the other running gag that was great is like he's gonna be doing this till he's 90.
Oh,
Disney won't let him retire. Yeah, and they blow up. The ship blows up. TVA, Black Lady comes in, arrests the guy for trying to do all this bull. Oh yeah, at first he tries to play it off because they're dead. And he's like, I tried to
yeah.
stop him. Okay? I recruited these guys to stop Nova
These
and
are
all
my
this shit.
friends. Yeah.
And yeah, and they walk around the corner. Fuck!
And then the Goo Goo song starts playing as they're walking in. Yeah.
Yeah.
God
Because he's shirtless
damn
and
it.
that's where that guy is. And he's like, oh.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's
And
like,
I love
oh,
the
yeah.
explanation of how they survived because they actually, how did you survive that? And he's like, motherfucker, when you put a Wolverine and Deadpool in a room with Like a Prayer, anything's possible. It's like that's how they explain how they survived. That was
Yeah,
pretty good.
and I love when everyone's googling over Hugh Jackman shirtless, and Ryan Reynolds is like, would you put a fucking shirt on you over your grease tits? Yeah, and it's great. And then we get the end, and you want to get some shawarma, like Avengers. And the Avengers invented shawarma.
Yeah, Discover Shawarma or whatever
Yeah.
it was,
And they're talking, and so you're gonna stay here, huh? And his Wolverine's like, yeah. What are you gonna do? I don't know. I'll figure it out. I
Oh, he
always
says
do.
no. He's like, no, you're not. He's like, am I going to see you again? He's like, no. And then he like stands up,
Well, he
walks
says he's
away.
gonna stay there in that timeline, but yeah. He's like, I'll figure it out. So, it's like, so I will. So you're going to be here, then I'll see you again. And he's like,
No.
probably not.
No.
And just walks away. Awesome. And I think that's it, right?
Yeah, he stops him and then he turns around and it shows him going into the apartment and everything's all good.
Oh,
They're hanging out
yeah.
with the friends and gotta kind of get like a little voiceover about the friends you meet along the way, kind of thing.
Yeah, and you get the lines that are kind of work meta-ly, where I think he tells Logan, I've been waiting for a long time to team up with you, and I always wanted to, and you are the best Wolverine, and all this shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of good meta
Yeah.
stuff. I mean, obviously it's Deadpool, it's meta, but this movie has so much meta stuff. Like even before the Like a Prayer fight scene happens, Deadpool makes a speech to all the other Deadpools, and he's like, "Listen, guys, the multiverse is fucking stupid. We shouldn't have done it in the first place. We need to stop doing it. It's fucking dumb." Like all this, like there's a lot of cool meta stuff in this movie.
Yeah, and when he first introduces Wolverine, he's like, "Wolverine, welcome to the MCU.
Yeah.
You're entering at kind of a low point."
Yeah. What does he
Sorry
say?
about
He
that.
runs at the camera and he says something. He says a jab at 20th Century Fox. He was like, "I was born in
Yeah.
Disneyland," or something like that, and he punches the fucking, or he headbutts the goddamn camera lens.
Yeah, fuck you, Fox.
I was born in
And then we do get
Disneyland.
that
Boom.
t 20th Century Fox logo, like half buried in the wasteland. That got some good laughs. Yeah, then at the end of the movie, this is really what I loved about it. It's not a love letter to MCU. It's a love letter to all Marvel movies ever.
Yeah.
Fox, the beginnings from Blade. And they show that. They got all the credits rolling of bloopers and awesome reels from all the X-Men movies. It's got, Ryan Reynolds talking on Blade Trinity.
Yeah.
A lot of really cool stuff.
Hugh
And I was like,
Jackman, like an interview with Hugh Jackman saying how nervous he was to play this character, and he was like super young. This is, I don't know about you, but the first time I saw this movie, because like I said, I saw it twice, that got me choked up because like that's a lot of those movies were our childhood, or at least our teenage years, and just kind of seeing, I don't know, it hit that nostalgia and kind of got me a little emotional just watching all this stuff. I'm like, oh man, those are the good
oh, yeah.
times. Good times.
Yeah, it was great. And then, yeah, all that stuff was awesome. Just a last chef's kiss to all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then we get the little scene at the end, our after credit scene is Deadpool in a room at the TVA, and he's like, "Well, hold up. There are people saying that I got fucking Johnny Storm killed.
Yeah, I'm
That is
tired of people
bullshit."
saying I got the Chinese storm
Let's go
killed.
to the tape. And he's got the footage, and it's Johnny Storm saying everything that he told her he said.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
I
It's
got
like,
you,
yes,
bitch.
that fucker got what he had coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. This movie was amazing. I have not had this much fun in a movie in fucking 10 or more years. I can't remember how long. Every part of this movie, I found myself grinning ear to ear, just enjoying the feast on the screen, every second of it, looking forward to the next gag or the next surprise I might see. I was just fucking giddy with joy, like the whole fucking runtime. The whole time. It was just amazing. And it's not that it's like an amazing movie.
Yeah.
It was just it's not an amazing film, it's an amazing movie.
Yeah.
I think is the distinction there. And I don't think it needs to be an amazing film. It's trying to be a fun movie and fucking nails it on the fucking head. Like I was just fucking, I'm looking around, everyone's just fucking laughing,
Yeah.
enjoying every second of this movie. Like I was really taken aback. I was like, dude, I'm just fucking, my cheeks hurt. I'm just grinning the whole time through the runtime. So fun, man. This is what Marvel needed. They need to stop taking themselves so seriously. Take some jabs. Know when you take an L, and try and fix it. And quit trying to shoehorn everything in and make everything work on the sacred timeline. Now you can have fun.
Yeah.
If it's a good movie, it's gonna do good. And this movie is a very fucking good movie, and it's gonna fucking blow the lid off the place, I think. I just enjoyed absolutely every second of it. It's when you walk out of the theater, everybody's just in conversations in the hallway about it, enjoying it. Like, what an amazing experience to have in a theater with people. It was just so fun. I was at a 9 just because I just fucking, you have to give a 9 if I have that experience where I just fucking loved every second. I'm just giddy at the screen, can't peel my eyes off, but I have to give it a 9.1 just to convey that extra bit of point one that you, that's the exclamation point. So it's 9 point exclamation point, because fuck, man, I had so much fun and I just enjoyed every second of it and thought it was a blast the whole way through. I thought they handled all this weird shit that could have went sideways amazingly. And yeah, I just, fuck, I loved it. It was so good.
Nice. Very well said. Very well said. And I think that I mostly agree with you. I think we're pretty close. I'm a little lower. That movie snob of me just, I can't put him to sleep sometimes. But yeah, I echo a lot of what you said. Had a lot of fun with this movie. It's easily the funniest movie in in the MCU. I just like you, I was laughing. Even the second time, a lot of those jokes still hit. The great performance, like we even talked about the chemistry between Reynolds and Hugh
Oh,
Jackman.
yeah.
Their on-screen chemistry was just like incredible. Which makes sense. They've been friends for a long time. Anyone who's been following them on like social media, they've had like a funny banter social media beef for like 10 years now. So it was kind of cool to see them finally get on screen together. But yeah, just so many fucking awesome moments, man. So memorable. But I think that the middle portion of the movie, the void section of the movie, I think the movie doesn't fall apart by any means, but it kind of like meanders for a while. I think there's a little too many cameos. I feel like they kind of, as cool as they are, I'm not saying none of the cameos didn't work. They all worked. It was fucking great seeing all those people. But it's like another part of me is like, you could have, spent more time with the emotion of the characters and their bond together, because we didn't really get that in the middle. It's just more like cameo, 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 and cheering and laughing. But I just wish there was like that scene where Wolverine's going off on him in the car. I was like, man, that was a fucking heavy ass scene. I want more shit like that between them, more like dramatic tension between them. But the movie doesn't really explore any of that. I also think the villain is kind of wasted. It was kind of a throwaway villain, just like a lot of Marvel movies, unfortunately. I don't think this one breaks the mold. So that was kind of a bummer. But despite all that nitpicky stuff, I still think it's a fucking, like you said, a fun thrill ride. So to me, this is an 8.8. I don't know if I can get it a 9, because again, the villain was whatever, but 8.8 is still really good. Yeah, I don't know if this movie is gonna bring Marvel or puts Marvel back on track, because I think Captain America may be the one that may convince me if they're back, because I don't know, like, yeah, this is a really good movie, but like so was Guardians, so was Spider-Man. So it's like we can't forget that, this has been a weird last couple of years, but they have had bangers, and this is just another one of a banger. They did Guardians and they did the Marvels, which the Marvels didn't do very well, but now we're back on a high again. So if Captain America's good, then it's like, okay, now they can prove again that they can make banger after banger back to back. Because right now it's like this. It's like, oh, they have a really good movie, and then it's like a couple stinkers, a good movie, a couple
Yeah.
stinkers. So I don't know if I'm confident saying this brings them back. I think Captain America may be the one to prove they're back. But yeah, anyways, 8.8 for me. Really enjoyable, awesome movie.
Yeah, and they just brought back the Russo brothers,
Yeah.
which were directors during some of the height of the MCU, so they're hoping that kind of recaptures some of that. And announced a new movie with Doom instead of Kang, and Secret Wars is still going to happen. Secret Wars is where you can get some of the really weird shit. You get all the Spider-Mans, you get everybody up in that bitch. You get fucking 100 characters. It's 6 hour runtime. across 9 VHSs.
Oh, we got the
Yeah, but
Thunderbolts, which I guess that now means I have to watch Black Widow. I still haven't seen that. It seems like a lot of characters from Black Widow are part of the Thunderbolts, so I guess I gotta check that one out.
Black Widow is good. Watch that shit. I liked it.
All right, I'll
I
give it a
like
shot.
I
I'll give it a
just
shot.
I liked that guy from Stranger Things. He was so good in that, as
Yeah.
this fat old superhero wash has been. It was so good, man. I loved it. Yeah, 8.8, 9.1. Fucking go to the theater. Dear
Yeah.
God, please. Go check this out. You owe it to yourself if you've ever watched any Marvel movie in your life. Ever. I've only ever seen Blade. Well, then go see this.
Yeah.
And you'll enjoy yourself. I
Yeah,
promise you.
I want to dot the I that you just made, because I went and saw this by myself on Friday, and it was kind of packed, but not really. And there was some laughter. I mean, I laugh. I'm sitting there by myself. I can, but it helps. But when I saw it again last night with Sarah, we saw it in IMAX, and it was almost sold out. And that collective kind of experience watching this movie, it makes it a more fun, enjoyable group experience when you watch it with a full crowd, when everyone's laughing, everyone's cheering and clapping. I fully support. Yeah, you should go see this in theaters as soon as possible to see this with a big crowd, because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Amazing fun. Fun time. You're gonna enjoy yourself. And if you don't, I don't know, man. I don't know. 'Cause this is just fun. There's something wrong. You gotta talk to somebody if you can't have fun watching this thing. Okay? So 8.8, 9.1. We enjoy having you. Thank you so much. Please like and subscribe here on YouTube. Please join us every Sunday. We're also on Apple Music and Spotify if that's how you want to do your podcast. You do the old audio route, do some dishes or go hiking. I don't know what you do, but you do something and you can't have the video. You can't have the audio. So we got that for you too. Thank you so much. Always enjoy having you. And until the next beast, we say peace.
Peace.